Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Really?
Occasion?
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, well, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right. Time right now to go inside the warped female brain. If you would like to text your question about what is going on with any woman in your life, you may do so right now on the text line, which is 97107. And Danielle will be kind enough to provide you with a brief look inside the warped female brain. Today's weather is brought to you by Account Temps, and it is going to be cloudy and there's going to be some drizzle around this morning, but we may actually see the sun this afternoon and the temperature will be in the 60s. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. All right. Here's a 617 text. Danielle.
Yes.
I met a really cool girl about 3 weeks ago, and we had been texting very frequently up until a couple of days ago when she just stopped responding to me.
Yeah.
We weren't really dating, but I thought we liked each other.
Yeah.
If she found somebody else, why wouldn't she tell me?
I don't think it's that she found someone else. I think maybe she got back together with her ex and you were a rebound. And he was like, you're not talking to anybody else, right? You better just shut it down. Just don't even answer him. Because sometimes significant others will do that.
How insecure are you?
Very. Everybody's insecure.
Go chase some more chicks, dude.
Let's see. 978 text. Well, this is not inside the warped female brain. But this says, I just got a hilarious text from my wife. Quote, I have been listening to the Hillman Morning Show in the morning lately. I don't know how much more I can listen because I honestly think LB is the dumbest person ever. Well, listen, tell your wife that
we need her.
We need her to listen. Okay.
We love your wife.
Right.
And then can you just tell your wife to text in what she does?
Uh-huh.
For a living.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a moron.
What is she? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, on Saturday, I met up with my sister's friend.
Uh-huh.
She got drunk and made out with me.
Okay.
Should I pursue this or is it a bad idea because of my sister?
If they're close friends, you need to. This is the problem with dating the sibling of a friend. You have to be very careful and know that eventually if something goes wrong with a significant other, it could jeopardize your relationship with the sibling. So if you have a good relationship with that sibling, I think you'll be okay down the road. Just don't be a jerk about the breakup. But I would tread lightly.
I think honesty and sincerity.
What's that?
Well, but it goes a long way with, you know, dating or hooking up or one night stand. It's like the one night stand, you know, be nice and say, hey, that was awesome.
Right.
Don't sneak out of the bedroom and fly down the road like it was a one night stand. Say, hey, thanks for the awesome one-night stand. You're amazing. I'll see you again.
I think they're looking to pursue perhaps a relationship, and they're concerned that it'll jeopardize the friendship.
Can you back the text machine up, if you could, to the 774 text where the individual had met a really cool girl? Hold on. It was right up in here somewhere.
That's what she said.
Actually, just no. That's
hold on,
right. Just don't worry about it.
Hold on, I got it.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "My ex-girlfriend, when we broke up, blocked me on social media. Recently, she unblocked me.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She wants you to see how great her life is without you. She probably met a new guy. She probably lost some weight, doing some fun things, needed a few months to like process and get everything together and make her life look amazing on social media. And now she's going to unblock you, hoping that you'll friend request her or at least see the curated public posts that she's put out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
People that have super private profiles that decide to make a couple of things here and there private, that's very intentional. It's usually for one specific person's eyes.
Here's a 781 text. Is having sex once a week a bad thing, or should we be having more sex?
That depends on, you know, I love frequent sex, but you people have jobs. If you have kids,
right?
That's tough. You know, you're at work all day. You come home, you got to make dinner. You got soccer. You got homework. You got all this other crap. If that's working for you guys, and that's when you can fit it in, no pun intended, then that's great. If you or your spouse or significant other feel like it's lacking, maybe you need to try to carve out a little bit more time for each other.
Here's a 617 text. I've been dating a girl for about 3 months, and I recently found out through a police officer friend of mine that she spent a considerable amount of time in prison.
Yeah.
She never told me about this. I think she should have. Why wouldn't she tell me?
You've been together, what, 3 months?
Yeah, three months.
That might not be something she's comfortable revealing yet, especially based on why she was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a sensitive issue for her, and she wants to be sure she can trust you before, you know, anything else. You know, you could just go full on creep mode. Google her name. The arrest record's probably going to come up, and then you can be like, hey, so I was trying to do a little searching on you, and this thing came up about when you were popped in Brockton for possession of an illegal firearm. What's that all about?
You know, could that texter just text in and say, why? Why was she in prison? That's going to bother me all morning.
You want to know exactly what she was in for?
Right?
What are you
right?
in for?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a 508 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I was at a bar with my friend over the weekend, and a girl touched my shoulder and told me I was cute as she was leaving the bar.
Mm.
Why do women wait until they are leaving to say it?
Because they want you to follow. All right. If you're in a bar and you express interest in someone and they don't reciprocate, it's awkward because then you have to spend the rest of the night with you and your buddies looking at her and being like, oh, look at this pig. She thinks I'm going to be into her, blah, blah, blah. So at the end of the night, it's a little safer because she can be like, hey, you're really cute. And then if you're into it, you can be like, hey, come back here, then maybe it'll give her an incentive to stay, or you can exchange numbers, or she's just really hammered and just was like, hey, guess what? You are, like, super hot. I just wanted you to know that before I throw up in the gutter. Okay, bye.
In the words of Garth from Wayne's World, women love to be chased.
Yeah.
Here's a 603 text from New Hampshire. Danielle, my boyfriend thinks it's weird that I hate shower sex. Please tell me I'm not the only female that feels like this.
Shower, as I said before, is a drop on this show. It might be in a rejoin or some kind of piece of production. Shower sex is awful. Water is not a lubricant. It's fun for like the fun thing is like if you're gonna shower, I'm a big fan of the companion shower, not specifically with companion, although that too. But the two people showering together because it's, you know, fun and cute, and if you can get in there and wash all your soap out at the right point, then it's good. You initiate that at the end of the shower and then you move it to the bedroom. Shower sex to completion is a giant pain. You know, if you haven't been like scrubbing the whole thing with a magic eraser, there's probably conditioner built up on the tile. There might be soap scum. Your foot's slipping. You drop down. You break an elbow. Yeah. You know, your butt touches like cold tile in the back. You can't move your arm. It's just very awkward.
She's not the only one.
No, she's not. There's a lot of women that don't like shower sex.
It's good. Pool sex is and shower sex.
Yeah.
Good once a year.
Right,
you're like, let's change it up.
Right.
Here's a text suggesting that the woman who tapped the man on the shoulder and said he was cute as she was leaving the bar is the smiley face killer.
Oh my God.
I never even thought about that. That is very possible.
Mm-hmm. Don't chase her.
Very possible. Let's see. My ex-wife stops by and visits a lot. And says I'd be proud of her for her life choices. Oh. Why does she do that? By the way, I have a girlfriend who lives with me, and she is there when she says that.
She's just trying to prove to you that she's not as much of a train wreck as she still is. Do you have kids? Why is she even still stopping by? If you don't have kids, that's weird.
But is that weird for the ex to be stopping by?
If you don't have children, absolutely. And you've divorced. Like, I understand when people stay friends after divorce and it's amicable. I think that's great. But if you have a new, a girlfriend and she's just like randomly swinging by the condo, that's weird.
Here's a text. It says, along the same lines as the previous texter, my girlfriend of 2 years was a stripper 4.5 years ago, and I just found out.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that she didn't tell me because she thought I would be mad?
Yes. Here's the thing. When people don't tell you stuff like that, excuse me, whether it's weird professions like stripping, hooking, all that stuff that people frown upon, or being in jail, or even having maybe a problem with addiction or alcoholism, anything like that, people want you to get to know them for who they are and not judge them right off the bat and say, okay, well, you did this. You were a stripper, so I could never date you. she wants you to get to know her. I mean, I feel like 2 years is kind of far in, but she wants you to get to know her for her and love her for her so that you can look at the good qualities that she brings to the relationship and not judge her based on the fact that she shook it on stage. Badalas.
Here's a 5-0. I missed what you said about pool sex, LB, but this texter says, LB forgets that we all saw him nude in Ernie's pool. He's not having any pool sex with that light switch.
It was cold. He was in the pool.
I've never heard it referred to as a light switch.
You know what's great? Go ahead and text again. I was naked with a smoke show that was naked beside. If I was by myself being a donkey naked,
then yes, there would be an issue, right?
That would be goofy. But I was with another naked chick that was planting her ass on top of the pool, side by each with me. So whatever, guy. Yeah, enjoy drinking beers with your buddies in the garage fixing your car.
Oh, like you do every day?
No. I'm sorry, Mike Chu, but were you in the pool with me and Kayla?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys have sex?
That's not the point.
Oh, okay.
The point is if you're going to plant your butt on top of a pool, you might want to have a smoke show chick beside you.
Okay. You know, just because Kayla was in the pool alongside you doesn't mean you were in the pool together.
We were side by each. The picture's side by each.
Yeah, I mean, I've swam in plenty of pools side by each with people I don't even know.
Hey, look, I don't have to defend myself. My ass touched Kayla's ass.
I'm sure she's thrilled about that.
Here's a 617 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I just started dating a girl, and I like everything about her except for the fact that she calls me 7 to 10 times a day while I am working.
Oh, I'm busy. Go away.
Is that normal, and why does she do that?
It's too much. To me, that's like an insecurity thing. I know people like to stay in touch, but when you're working, like, I'm busy. Like, the people that text, you know, they text their boyfriend. Hey, babe, I have a question. And then 6 minutes later, they get the question mark. It's like, yeah, I got it. I'm on a job site. Like, I'm in a piece of heavy machinery. Yeah. I can't, you're like, I'm driving my company truck. I'm going to lose my job if I pick up my phone to look at the text message. Stop texting me for 5 minutes, Sheila. Enough. I'll get back to you when I can. I know you said you had a conference call, but I was just wondering if you could just tell me that you love me. Why don't you love me? I love you so much. Love me. Please tell me that you love me. Where are you? Why aren't you answering my text messages? I'm going to DM you on Instagram. Hold on. I'm going to send you a snap. Stop.
Now, do you call companion all day?
No.
During the day? No.
We'll text periodically. I don't call anybody.
You're just
first of all.
Text like, what's up? Or
if he gets a phone call from me, I'm probably in jail or pinned under a vehicle.
Here's a 508 text that says, LB, don't get extra credit for being naked in a pool with a girl who is naked for a living. Well,
you,
I guess because she's on naked.
I love that you guys are busting my nuts, but I was there. You weren't there.
Okay.
What were you doing? I don't know.
Let's see.
Brawling with your wife because the kids are late for school.
let's see what else here. Obscure reference, former real estate agent now running a strip club. Would be the Ozark spoilers
Sam.
Are fine.
Fantastic.
That's Sam.
I love that guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.